Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shawn Mendes in the beach house on Friday down on Cape Cod.
With so pumped we missed it.
All of our winners, all of the fans, all of the boat people.
All the boat people.
I bet there was a ton for Shawn Mendes.
Let me tell you, a group of, I think, about eight girls actually stormed the beach like it was Normandy.
You're kidding me.
I'm not even kidding
they
you.
They can't get us all.
Did the security have to knock them back into
they
the water?
They allowed them to come onto the backyard of the beach house from the water.
That is wow. A slippery slope.
I am not even kidding. It was pretty crazy.
Shawn Mendes fans are aggressive.
They was,
it
was
feisty ladies.
No, right. That was a couple of people that came at me on Twitter trying to, I'm like, nope, I got nothing for you. Don't even ask. So, and speaking of don't even ask, I was asked to be understanding of his relationship with Camila Cabello in talking about
well,
it.
Well, they
with
hadn't
him.
Really made it official at all
right.
by this point. So,
right.
You know,
there's just the photographs on the internet. That's all we know about
your
the
private
relationship.
Stuff private.
Making out across the country.
Good luck.
But I still had
but
to bring
Carson,
her up.
So good luck.
I still had to bring it up. Now, I'm going to start the interview before I actually start the interview quickly because there was this funny moment. He sits down and, you know, he's got his tea and he's getting settled and the microphone and his hair, Kennedy. Mm. Is glorious.
You're so jealous.
I am so jealous. And he goes to run his fingers through it, and then he realizes he can't because it's just ups.
Product.
Oh, and I'm like, no, don't do that. What are you doing?
You never touched during the critical drying stage.
And so that's kind of where the interview starts. And I'm talking about him running his fingers through his hair and don't mess up these wonderful
oh my God,
locks that he has.
It's so awkward.
I actually wonder how you don't touch your head all the time. Because that'd be like risk being like, you guys, this is crazy. I'd be lotioning it all the time.
My wife gets me lots
of stuff.
Is
there special head lotion?
Yeah. So yeah. It's like a shaving cream.
Nice.
You know, because you shave it.
Yeah,
so,
you do,
yeah,
I
you
guess,
do.
Yeah.
Shawn Mendes is here in the Mixed Beach House. Good to see you again.
Too. You too, man.
So you're back again for your second Mixed Beach House.
Yeah. How old was I when I was here first?
You were 19 years old.
When I was 19 when I first played it?
I believe
no,
so.
No, I think I was like 17 or 16.
Was he really?
I was younger.
Oh, I thought you were 19 at that point. Has it been that long? How many years has it been?
It's been like 3 or 4 years.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I cannot believe it.
I remember being really young and I remember just thinking that it's beautiful here, and it is.
I remember you telling us that you had the desire to start modeling.
Yeah.
So here we are all these years later.
So I guess back then was back when I used to be terrified of photo shoots, and now you can look up shirtless photos of me online.
Eating avocados
and underwear, whatever you want, really.
Right, right.
I remember, I guess when I was like 16 or 17, I went through this really big phase where photo shoots were the scariest thing in the world.
Right.
But now they're fun.
Right, you enjoy them?
Yeah.
You just turned 21.
I did,
the beginning of the month. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
I thought we'd do a little compare and contrast about 21st birthdays.
Okay.
I'm a little bit older than you.
Okay.
So mine is a few years back. Where were you geographically when you turned 21?
I was in New York.
You were?
Okay. Yeah.
I was in Korea.
You were in Korea?
I was in the military.
You were in the military?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
I was in the Army. And what did you do on the evening of your 21st birthday?
I celebrated on a rooftop in New York City at a hotel with a lot of my friends.
That's a completely different experience than
so
I
had. So you're in Korea.
Yeah. Played some frisbee golf.
Nice.
And I think that was about it.
So you couldn't really experience what it was like to be 21 until you got home.
You know this from traveling a lot. Over there, the drinking age, you know, there really isn't one.
There isn't one.
Yeah.
You have to be tall enough to get
Yeah, as long as you could walk into the bar,
exactly.
They would pretty much serve you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So how many people were at this party?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot of
just
people.
Just like a big rooftop.
Yeah, it was all of my friends and family, and actually like a bunch of my family surprised me in New York, and 30 of my friends from Toronto came down on a bus and met us all, and it was incredible, actually.
Right.
I really will remember that for a long time.
What about the VMA performance the other night, being on stage with Camila? What was that like for you?
It was great. It was, you know, I was probably 50% less nervous to do that with her than I was for If I Can't Have You, like only like an hour earlier.
Really?
Because I think when I'm on stage with her, I'm like in this zone of like, we're just two people, like this is fine.
Right.
Like let's just sing and have fun. But when I'm on stage by myself, I have to really get out of my head and being like, this is such a big deal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But for us, we're just like, let's really listen to the words and like let's like really just love what we do. And we did. And
it came across.
Yeah.
You could definitely see the chemistry.
Yeah.
Now there was some choreography that went along with that for her. So what happens with you? They're like, okay, you stay there.
So I do these things where I'm like, I'm gonna do Shawn Mendes things. Which is like, I have the mic and I have a guitar on my back and I do this.
That's a Shawn Mendes thing?
That's really it.
Is that Shawn Mendes thing number three?
That's he has two things. It's that, and then occasionally, if it's a really good day, he can spin you around, you
okay.
know? So I did both, which was a lot for me. They were in the rehearsals, we were like doing, we were like going through the steps and she's like learning all of these, like down, two, three, spin, two, three. And like, and my head was exploding and I wasn't even having to learn that stuff.
Right.
And I was just like, it's impressive how much she can do and sing it at the same time.
I'm impressed just by the fact that you can stand and play guitar. That has to be a really hard thing to learn.
To play guitar?
While standing.
Why? You have a strap.
No, but I know, but like I'm trying to learn how to play guitar.
Sure.
And so I'm singing.
I remember this actually when I first played guitar.
Right.
First started playing it. There's a big moment when you stand up for the first time with the strap on and everything is harder because your whole body's like.
Right.
But then, yeah, I've played a lot of shows, so it makes it easier.
How many hours do you think you put into playing that guitar as a teenager?
So many. I was playing guitar in my room for like 6 hours a day at one point. It was like really, I'm still pretty obsessed with it.
And what was the music that you were playing back then when you were learning?
Lots of Ed Sheeran. Pretty much every Ed Sheeran song I could learn. And I was learning a lot of John Mayer. I mean, trying to learn a lot of John Mayer.
Right. Yeah. Can you do me a favor? John was here. He played the Beach House.
When did he play?
He played, I think, was that two summers ago?
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. And you know he's a wordsmith.
Yes, he is. He really, I can't compete.
Well, I'm going to have you try. So he described the Beach House setting.
I would say it's very comforting. Mm-hmm. I would say it's cozy and comforting. That's all I would say, you know? And it's gorgeous, but like a lot of things are gorgeous and not comforting. So you can walk in and this is like very, very comforting place. Like you're like, yeah, you know what? I do want to pull a guitar out and sing a couple songs on the thing out there, on the porch out there and look over the water. It's like really like, it's like a family feel here.
It's definitely it.
Yeah, I was actually thinking just now, like how cool this would be, you know, if I was 12, or 13, or 14, or 15, or 16, or 21. And my favorite artist was coming to play at a house like a few doors down from me. It'd be like the coolest day in the whole world. I really kind of tried to flip it around for a second.
It's a pretty special thing because a lot of the neighbors, the word starts to spread.
Sure, yeah.
And it's gonna
They're on
happen.
The boats and
you're,
stuff.
You're gonna see them on the boats. They're gonna be out there on the kayaks and the boards. It is.
Go, as long as they sing, everyone can join.
We appreciate you coming and doing the Beach House again.
Thanks, man, I appreciate you guys, thank you.
All right, there he is, Shawn Mendes in the Beach House on Friday down on Cape Cod.
What a gem.
Any thoughts, Kennedy, on the interview after hearing it?
I just enjoyed very much him discussing lotion for your head.
Yes.
Just two guys talking about head lotion.
The hard-hitting news.
That just went in a direction I was not anticipating. So I'm glad you two bonded over hair and the lack of hair.
Text
and how much he wants to touch your head.
Text in the 401, Shawn Mendes crushing on Carson.
Other way around.
Another text. He thinks Carson was in the Korean War, like on MASH.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.